ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Gemara and Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes. As the Gemara brings down at Rameya, the Gemara starts in the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Darish Rameya Bepirka. When Rameya was Darish Bepirka, he was Darish Tlusa Beshmaito, Tilsa Bagadato, and Tilsa Mitli, a third Mishalim. As Kimuvan, if he's Darishing Bepirka Mishalim, because the Mishalim have removed him, that was one of the Chalokim. Of a person being misgadol and being makabel musa was a derech moshel. Shlomo HaMelech, who was the chacham agadol mikol adam, he wrote Mishlei. As the Medrash says in Mishlei, that moshel amad David Daima, and there was someone who, there was a deep, deep well, and there was something in the well that everyone wanted, and no one could get it. As bal chacham echad, and he attached one rope to another rope, to another rope, to another rope, to the dli, and finally he was able to lower the dli all the way to the bottom, and he got what was on the bottom that he needed. Zenochinami, there's no one rope that can get to such a oimik, but if you add one rope, to another rope, to another rope, as then you get to the oimik ha-chochma. As that was the koyach of Mishlei, of Mishalim, sometimes the nyanim are very tief. But the way to be maven it is marshal after marshal after marshal. It's machnas a person that he could really appreciate it from the depth. I'm going to say one chiddush, that there's two kinds of tvisis. There's the tvis of the mayach, as the mayach is taifis ma'oid ba'amkus. Of the charim mishalim is eiser in the tvis of the lave, the tvis of hagosha. Many times we could hear a yisayit and we can understand it with a mayach, but it doesn't make a reshem on the lev. Mishalim helps that the lev should chap the oimik. As that was the koyach of Rameya, Dumya Dishleim HaMelech, to use Mishalim to bring out Divrei Musa. As the Gemara says, we only have ksas of the Mishalim left. And we'll do the second mashal. Tzadik misar nechlutz v'yavi rasha tachtov. As Rashi brings down, Moshe with a zev and a shaul. As the Moshe explains, the shul is nimshal to the chacham because he was the chacham of the behemoths. As he was nimshal to the chacham and the tzadik, and the zev is a tyref. It kills, it steals. As that's nimshal to rishayim ba'ilam hazeh. As the Mashal Rameya was that the Zev was hungry, as the Shaul went into a dli, and it lowered him down into the well. As the Zev asked him, what are you doing there? As he told, this basar, v'gvina, l'echol, l'aspoya, there's a lot to eat. Very like d'mus ha-levana b'mayim, it was dark outside. When the levana reflects on the water, it looks like a piece of cheese and meat. Y'mus ogol. As the Zev got very hungry, Amalei Hechani Eved, Amalei Yichanes Ata B'Dliya Elyon. As the Zev got in the Dliya Elyon, and the Shaul, who was in the other Dli, as when the Zev went down, the Shaul went up, as the Shaul walked out of the Iber. And now the Zev was trapped on the bottom, and he couldn't get out. The reason why the Shaul did this is because the Zev wanted to hurt the Shaul. As he did this trip, to trap the shoal on bottom, the shu'al. He did this trip to trap the ze'ev on bottom, that he couldn't hurt the shu'al anymore. As he showed him this food, as the ze'ev got in, went to the bottom of the dli, and the shu'al went out, and now he's free to do whatever he wants, and the ze'ev is trapped on bottom. So that's the Pasik Sadik Mitzorin Echlotz V'yavoy Rasha Tachtov. Adkan the Rashi, as the Mashal explains, a very nice pshat, to be masber, what's the Nimshal? That's the Mashal, what's the Nimshal? He says, that which was Choshech outside is a Mashal to the Choshech of Olam Hazeh, like the Gemara says, Olam Hazeh is Nimshal to Choshech. As the Yetzirah shows us, all the tanuge of Olam Hazeh, all the basa, all the gvina, all the tanuge of Olam Hazeh, all the iPhones, everything else too. It looks to us, wow, it's a geshmak ezach, we can really enjoy it. Ah, gewaldik. As all the zevim, the people that are very hungry for tanuge of Olam Hazeh, as it looks to them like there's a lot of basa, gvina, a lot of things they can be netted from in this world. But the problem is, when they go to be nene, as they don't realize that it brings them to the bottom of the bear, and they get stuck. And it all was an optical illusion, all the hanas elam hazeh. It just looks like it's a nice thing, a good thing. Yishmak ezach, over the emes is, there's nothing really there. It's all empty, it's regayim of hana, achila, other tanugim. It's regayim mamish, then it disappears, it doesn't stay. As it's just a picture of Alma. As the Zev is the Rishayim, they go after Hanos Olam Hazeh, and Mimela they're trapped on the bottom of the bear, the Nichshol, and it's Moira them, the Shol Tachtis. Mashenkin the Tzadikim know it's not Kedai to be Nimshach HaChataivas Olam Hazeh. When the Zev goes down, they go up. And they get saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always watches them and saves them and brings them to the Emes Tanugim LeBesayf. Next Gemara, there's two Gersayfs. Amalei Koyfer LeReb Gamliel is our Gersa. That's why the Gemara bring that in the uncensored version, it was Amalei Kesar LeReb Gamliel. Found the Romans took it out because it's not covered to them that the Kesar should be outsmarted. Zamalei Kesel Reb Gamliel, Alekechem Ganefu, Koshel Hoitzi Amila Meyapeh, Yisifa Yipul Hashem Lekim Tadeim Ala Adam V'yashon. And then he took a tzel and he made it for Anisha, as he put on the sleep and he stole from him. As Nira, that in this Gemara is Tomon, it's not Stama's story, but it's Tomon, the Yisoid of Chet. Of all the Kaifrim, if you go to his Kaifer, or the Kesar, who's also a Kaifer. Before you say, see what the Gemara answers, but Lachor, there's a much, much closer answer. Elakim shel Elu Ganefu. I mean, the whole world is Hashem. Hashem can take whatever he wants. Every day in Kriyashma, we're Makabal Ol Malchus Shamayim. What do we Makabal? That the world is Hashem, after Hashem Elakecha, B'chol Avovcha. Why? Because it's not yours. Everything belongs to Hashem. We belong to Hashem. Our mama belongs to Hashem. Everything about us belongs to Hashem. Hashem can do whatever he wants. But this is the kfira of the Kesar. And Goyim feel like they're the balabas of the world. They're in charge. And therefore they could even look at Hashem and say that Hashem took something away from them. This is one of the big avoidas. The first avoida is the Etzem Hakara. Hashem never takes anything away from us. Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lochach, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. Eve said when he lost all his money, Hashem Nosan, the money, Hashem Lochach, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. I don't deserve anything. Then a person doesn't feel bad when Hashem takes away from him. This is the first limud. Chas v'shalom, the first words of the Gemara, mamish kvira mamish. Not shayich. The Gemara brings down As Hashem will see in the Hemshech, Nachi Yisoid, which vises on this Nakuda that Hashem is the Bailam on everything, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, in the Amot. But what happened is the birthday the Rebbe Gamliel was on a loch. As she says, Amali Truly Duchas, you should send me the equivalent of a policeman, a shofet. Why? Listen, Valaina Laila, Venotlum Menu Kitan Shal Kesef, Enichalanu Kitan is the hills of Amali Vaishiva Alena Bucho Yam. And he took a Kitan Shal Kesef and he switched it for Zav. He said, wow. He didn't steal from you. He gave you something better. She answered him, says this is the Goyish way of looking at women, that he wasn't makir the toiva v'isha. As that's what a yid has to be mechadish to him, the toiva v'isha. About nearing that in a tshuva machkemes, it has a big yisayid in life. Many times we look at it, kilu Hashem took away from us something, shetei l'cho, command of drachman of the top of it. Whatever Hashem does is good. Mashal, we give to a mitzvah staka. As it looks like that we're giving something for a mitzvah. We buy something to do a mitzvah. We spend money on a mitzvah. As it looks like we're giving up of our money. Hashem took from you a kitan shel kesef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you back a kitan shel zav. What you get when you do the mitzvah is so much more valuable. You're getting so much more. The Maran Baba Basra we just had, Naftes, that says when a person gives tzedakah, as he gets back much, much more, it's an investment. Mashal the Nefesh HaChaim, as you plant in the ground, as you it grows to so much, you get so much more back. It plus much more. It's true with every mitzvah that we do. Everything we give up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we give up of our time of Hashem, of our lives to Hashem, as you could learn, a person could learn that I would have to take off so much time to take care of this, to help people, to do things for people. I would have to use all my kriches for this. I could use my kriches for other things. It really depends how you look at it. If you're giving up your kriches, Hashem's taking from you, then it's hard to do these kind of things. But if you look, Hashem's not taking anything from you. You're investing, you're trading. Hashem's taking you from Kitan Shel Kesef. Hashem's going to give you back Kitan Shel Zav. As then we'll be able to give a lot more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we won't feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki'ilu, like this person said, is Chas V'Shalom, the words of Ganef. As the Gemara then continues, we'll go to the Gemara of Amalek Koifer or Kesal Reb Gamliel. Misha Bara Harim, Loi Bara Ruach. He wanted a Taina, Misha Bara Harim, Loi Bara Ruach. As Masha says, the Oimik, because one says a Lashon Yaitze, one says a Lashon Bayre. As Masha explains, the Oimik of what this guy made a mistake was that Harim is a Gashmiyistika thing. It's ground. Ruach is a Ruchniyistika thing. It's Ruach. As he tied it, Ruchniyist and Gashmiyist are two different mitziusim. It's not shayach that one thing created both. There's something for Ruchniyist and there's something for Gashmiyist. Thus is the Svar of Shniyus, the people who believe in twos. The Mashal explains, Lufize, that's the Hemshech of the Gemara. It's going on. The palgul le'ela means the more ruchnistika part of the person, the ruchnistika organs. It's not shaykh that one thing could be bayre both, because there's ruchnias and there's gashmias and there's stiris. They don't go together. This is the grace of Goyim. Goyim believe that there's a ruchnius and there's a gashmius. A koimer is not allowed to get married. A korban that a goy brings according to one man diyom is only oilo, not shlomim, because if he's eating from it, it's not ruchniustik. Ruchnius is kulay lashem. Gashmius, in their world, is kulay lachem. And they take everything of the gashmius and they use it for themselves to be magushim. As kilo in their mind, their koiches are toiv, this good koiches they call it, the good side, and there's the bad side. And the good side has certain shlit in the world, and the bad side has other shlit in the world. The good people, the bad people, that's the way they look at the world. There's a creation of good and a creation of bad. But we know the MS. We know Kol Bal Me Hashem. Gashmius, Ruchnius, is all Me Hashem, and it's Bechlal Nishkin Stira. Hashem gave us the Gashmius that we should be Merayim of it. And we should turn it into Ruchnius. That's the Avoidus Adam, to use the Gashmius for Ruchnius. As it's not a Stira, Gashmius and Ruchnius, that you can have a question, Misha Barazah, Loi Barazah. One is mashlim, the other one. It's like the beged on a person. It's the shlama to the person. It's the guf on the neshama. It's the shlama to the neshama. It's not two different parts that are stiras. It's all one. As they believe the bottom part, the taivas are guf. That has nothing to do with the mayach. It's totally separate. It's two different parts. One of the famous philosophers of the Goyim, they caught him doing a rayas that was mushchus b'yoyser, mishkev zachar v'hema. As they asked him, how could you do that? You're such a big chacham. He says, when I'm doing it, I'm not that chacham. You know, there's two parts to me. There's the chacham part to me, and then there's the goof part of me. That's what they believed. But we believe there's just one part. A goof and a shama b'yachad. The avoid is to be meraimim the guf and to turn it into shama. By the goyim lehepach, famous orachayim b'shigam hu basar, at the end of Parshas Bereishis, it says by the Dar Mabel, Hashem destroyed them b'shigam hu basar. Azok the orachayim a big yisoid, that the avoid of Adam is to be mahapach his gashmius into ruchnius. When he uses the guf for ruchnius digger things, he turns his guf into chelik aloi kamimal, lashua shchines chalan, and it becomes me'en and neshama. Mashenkin of Russia, that's totally into zinyani aguf, as he uses his neshama for gufnius digger things, what he does is he's mahapach the ruchnius b'shegam hu basar, and he turns it into basar. Azok to Archaim, that's when the Mabel came to destroy them. The Bria of Adam, and Hashem was by Rei, is a neshama where the guf is used to be ma'ale and to come to mitzvahs and tayram mimaraimim the guf. When they were mahapach the neshama to guf, das is mabel. That is yimcha shmai Adam, das is nishkin Adam. As the einish is michui, because that alone is the biggest mechia, the destruction of a tzuris Adam. But he uses his ruchniyistik, his hechra parts for gashmius. And there's no such thing. There's two different parts. When I'm ruchni, I'm ruchni. When I'm gashmi, I'm gashmi. It's one bench. And thus is the avoid of a person all the time to be ruchni. Because that's the difference between a guy and a yid. And a guy has two different koiches. And may us all is Hashem. And thus is unza avoid to be meraimim. That chilek amagushim sheba adam and to bring it to Hashem. And thus guf is the schar that la'asid lovai, the guf will be nene, because when you use the guf for mitzvahs, as mitzvahs, Torah, learn Torah, thus is nitzchi. Because when you use the guf for a dover nitzchi, as that what turns the guf into a dover nitzchi, and that's what's meraimim the guf, that it should be zeicha l'tchias ha-mesem. Into the schar shel asid lavai. The next gemara, Amalei koifa l'Reb Gamliel. Amrisu kol be'aschara shchinta sharya kama shchinta ika. All the same, you say they're trying to prove that there's more than one. He showed him the Shemesh, that the Shemesh goes into many different places. He says, Madar, the Shemesh is a Shamesh Lashem, it shines in different places. Kol Shkin, the Sheen of Hashem, could shine in different places. Azog the Marsha, that the Goyim's Havana is because the Goyim are Magashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As they look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Kilu Adover Gashmi, they draw their pictures of G-D, and they have pictures of people that Kilu, they can even have a ben to G-D, which is Kfir HaMamish. That's the Goyim are Magashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says somebody who's Magashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Yud Gimel Ikram HaRambam. That is Unza Amune is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Gashmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ruchni. There's nothing Gashmi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find in the Nevi'im that it speaks in HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Sabir Esa Oizen M'chas V'Shalom Litois. That as is Emes, that's a fakir, that we should have a little bit of Havana and understand as a marshal, but Avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmoy is like Gashmi B'chlal. As that was the Shayush of the Shaila, how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in 10 different people, Yishayra Be'asar, and every person Yishayra, as they look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gashmi Estek, as a Dabba Magushim, you can't split it into 10 different parts. If it's here, it's there. As Masha said, he answered him, even from a Dabba Gashmi, Lishi Toscha, I'll answer you the Shemesh. Abizog the Masha, the real answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Magushim. The Mela Ruchnius can be anywhere and everywhere. There's no gvulim. The Mashal brings Hashem Aretz Umaloya. Hashem is Mekoyme Shalalom. Hashem is everywhere. Koyd Hashem is Malakolo Oilom Kulai. Because Ruchnius is no gvulim. Yeah. This is a remez to the famous Shiloh. Some Sefer asked that how could Elio Navi be by every bris, or many times you have more than one bris going on at the same time, or by Leila Seder, Leo Anavi drinks the kais. How could he go to every house at the same time? Yeah, there are many houses that they do it at the same time. Zagda Sam same is the same Yisoid, that Avada Dova Gashmi, das is a Shaila. Avada Dova Ruchni, thus, there's no gvul. Neshama could be here, there, everywhere, just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a davar ruchni, there's no gvulim. This is the yisoid of the Marsha and the Gemara. Another yisoid you could buy from the Gemara, that the Im Gamliel was Mamshila Kodesh Baruch Hu to the Shemesh. Lo bichti HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Smam Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Shemesh. Shemesh is something which is mayor. No, here is a grace of Gilui, what the Indian of Ashra Shechina. It's Or HaMeir al Adam. That's Meraimim im Megadol the Adam. The Kedusha is Nimshal to an Or, which is mayor on the person. As Kodim Kol, it's mayor is Ol Chaim. He gives him the Vichtiga Mahalach HaChaim. B'yesim is that in the Svar Magdashim, the art and the Neshama is Nimshal to Ar, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. When a person does a Chet, he's Machshich, the Ar of the Neshama, he's Poigim the Neshama. When his Ashra Shechina is the Pshat, the Shechina is being Shair on him and being Madlik, the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the Neshama of a person. That's called Be'asar, the Shechin de Sharia. When you go to Davin in a minion, as the limit of this Gemara is that this Kiskiilu, he's Hashem is being mayor in his neshama, he's being madlik his neshama. That's the Indian of Ashra Shechina. There's a Gadol which is Chal on every person that's a Be'asara when there's Ashra Shechina. Yeah. Thus is the Oimik of the famous Yisoid of the Arachayim. And he asked that. There are many stiras in Ashra Shechina, the Moshel, the numbers, and one is one, three, ten, Bezdin, Yushalayim, even in Yushalayim, there are dagas of Ashra Shechina, Mishkan, Mikdash, Mitzrayim, there was no Shechina, and then it says Shechina Shaira Begalus. So yes, you find many stories. Where is the Shechina Shaira? How many people? Azak Dar Chaim HaKadosh, a grace of Yisoid, that there are levels and levels of Ashra Shechina. On one person who's learning Torah, there's one level of Ashra Shechina. Three people, another level of Ashra Shechina. 10 people, another level of Ashra Shechina. Feel the Gemara over here, the Indian of Ashra Shechina is an R, which is Meir, and then a Sham of Adam, which is Meroim, Magadol, the person. As a Dargis, Medargis. So he gives the Tifra Avon, and that is side of the Arachayim. In the next Gemara, the Gemara brings Ahu Talmida came to Reb Avohu and he said, my time is the Shvias. As Reb Avohu answered, Kidei Sheteida Sha'aretz Shalihu. As Kaidim Kol, you see in this Gemara, the famous Rambam in Yad, at the end of Hilchos Tmura, Mar Nevuchem Nachinach, and when they give Taimi HaMitzvahs, the Madgesh, it's a Chiddush that you can give Taimi HaMitzvahs, that there's no Makkah from Chazal, and you can make up your own Taimim. As L'Choyra, and this Gemara is a grace of Makkah to them. And Amara gave Taimi HaMitzvahs, Dumi to the Chinach, Dumi to the Rambam. You see, you can give your own Taimi HaMitzvahs. Okay, you do it when you're giving Taimi HaMitzvahs. The grace of Yisrael of the Svarim HaGdashim, it's a tam, a tima, about the oimik of the mitzvah, the kol kachar b'ponim to every mitzvah, and the ruchni is taking the mitzvah, it's time in malpi nigle, like the Gemara says over here, kidei shatei the sha'aret shalihu, time in malpi nista, the oilom is the imasakin, when you do a mitzvah, it's tikkun amida, it's tikkun avuchule, there's so many different aspects to every mitzvah, so the Gemara is just giving one aspect. Avada to say that if this is the tam to come up and be mechadish halachas, I'll be the tam, a tam that we say on our own, that l'choira you're not able to do. So if it's a grace and nidin, main kan makoimoy. Aber, what does the Gemara say? Kidei sheteida she'eret shalihu. What's the need of shmita? Kidei sheteida she'eret shalihu. This is a Ravid in the beginning of Shari Kedusha. It says the biggest side. Shari Kedusha was the Ravid Sefer on Hilchos Nidah. As in Hagdama, he wants to give a tam for many mitzvahs that you find in the Torah. Mashal Nidah, Erla, Shvius, like the Gemara over here. And he says that the Torah gave mitzvahs on so many different aspects. On your begadim, you can't wear shatnez, you have to wear tzitzis. On your money, you have to give staka, chuma, smisis. You see the Torah on every aspect of a person gave many mitzvahs. As what's the reason? Zod derived it's coming to teach a person an important lesson. That nothing that he has belongs to him. Everything that he has belongs to Hashem. We have Abde Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the Oimik of the Echad. One of the mamakim of the Echad is everything belongs to Hashem. We call kula shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it's a nice yisoid to say over. But if you really want to live it, as we know, the famous yisoid of the Chinuch, Achetzaynis Ma'iras Apnim, that a person has to do maisim, that amara that, then it's much beyond the pnimius that he should really believe it. He says, thus is the Isser of Nida. One of the inyanim of the Isser of Nida is La Metcha. Even your wife is not yours. And who had in the inyan of Shemitah, even the Karka is not yours. Befrat, the Mefarshim point out when it comes to Karka, which is your mom and his Dikik inyanim. Over there, many people could feel that it's theirs, they work for it. It's the hard work, it belongs to them over there. But Dafka, you need a reminder once every 7 years to know that who really is belongs to Aretz. Kliyaka says very nicely, that's Indian of Nige Batim also. It says, when you come in and you're Ma'achiz Ba'aretz, you go into Eretz Yisrael and you take it, Kilu, it's your land. As Hashem sends you Nige Batim to remind you that it's not your land. Thus is a Hemshech, and thus is Yisoid in many mitzvahs. It's coming to remind us who the Balabas is. It's not only with mitzvahs, many sometimes Yisurim. Also a stark reminder. Person thinks he's the Balabas. When a person has Yisurim, he realizes that he's not in charge. The famous story with the doctor. Big doctor in Eretz Yisrael, Chiloni, that was in charge of a whole machlaka, a whole part of a hospital. There's a person that his son was very sick. So he went to this top doctor, and the doctor said, don't worry, I know how to do the surgery, and if I take care of him, he's going to get better. As the person who was sitting there was a younger man in yeshiva, he said, Bezer Hashem. As this Chiloni got very upset at him. He said, what do you mean, Bezer Hashem? I told you, I'll take care of it for you. And he said, Bezer Hashem. What's this Bezer Hashem business? I'm telling you, I'm going to do it for you. He got very upset at him. As Avreich left the office, he wasn't sure what to do. He was Meicha for Kavod Hashem. But the doctor was upset at him. He needs the doctor to operate on his son. Went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He asked him, what should he do? And Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him, I'm telling you, within the week, the doctor is going to get back to you, and it'll be okay. A little while later, he gets a call from the doctor, and the doctor says, you're right, I need Ezra Hashem. The person said, what happened? Why'd you change all of a sudden? He said, a couple of days afterwards, he was called to give a conference in front of 200 doctors. All the top doctors were sitting there, and he got up to speak. He said that he lost shlita on his body when he got up to speak, and he had an accident, and he was terribly humiliated in front of everyone. This never happened to him before. He could lose shlita on his guf. He says he took it as a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here you are, you said you're the big doctor, you're shoiled on the guf. He said, Hashem was showing me, you're not the shaylar on the goof. Hashem is the shaylar on the goof. And they did shiteda sha'ariz shalihu. And that the goof is shalihu. And that's the meaning of a brach of asha yotzar. We go to the bathroom, it's a basic human thing. Gama going to the bathroom, we thank Hashem. Everything, we have to thank Hashem for everything that Hashem does for us. Gemara then continues. Gemara on the top of Lamites Amid Beis. Gemara says, "Below the Rami, Ksiv Tov Hashem LaKol, Ksiv Tov Hashem LaKavoyev." Moshel Adam Sheyesh Lo Pazis. There's certain Tovis that he does for everything B'Shave. But certain Tovis he does. He does certain parts individually. So if he speaks about that there's people think, okay, we made it to Olam Haba, Zehu, Tov Hashem. But then Madregas and Madregas Yesh. But the Lashon of the Pasuk is Tov Hashem L'Kavoy L'Nefesh Tidrushana. Who's Zeicha to the Miyucha Dekatoiv, the person who always puts his kivui in Hashem. He's always being Dairish Hashem. The Miyucha Dekatoiv for a person who's always looking up to Hashem, who's always asking Hashem for help. Aziz Zeicha to a Miyucha Dekatoiv. Number one, the Etzim Schar for the kivui in Hashem. The Medrash in Parshas Vayichi, in the Brach of Shevet Don, it says, Lushu Ascha Kivisi Hashem. Sag the Medrash, Hakol Bischara Kivoy. All the Yeshuas, all the Brachas, all the Hatzlachas. Bischara Kivoy. A person puts his hope in Hashem. As then Hashem helps him. Granted, the Nevuah was an unshimshin. He always put his hope in Hashem, but Besayf, after they blinded him and they tied him to the building, there's one more time he put his hope in Hashem. And Hashem listened to him. That was the Tefillah L'Shuascha Kivisi Hashem. The Medrash is Mavur, that's a Lima L'Dairus, to be Masak in the Gullus that we're in, to have Gula Pratius, Gula Klalius, the Kivui Bashem, as that's a Miskar of Kivui. But B'Yosim is somebody who has Kivui Hashem lives a different kind of a life. If you live life that you need Hashem, you're not going to do Averus, because you're scared of Hashem. If you live life, you're going to mend, you can do what you want, that's okay. As then a person has a big yetzer to do averus. Or a person that lives life, and he realizes he constantly needs Hashem, as that's a big shmir of oid his mitzvahs. Arnon ander darga, he's more muster to doing mitzvahs. As that's what the pasuk says, toiv Hashem, to somebody who's makaber Hashem. It's not only the schar of the kivui b'Hashem, the etzem kivui, but a person who's mekabel Hashem who be toiv b'kol, and memeila his schar is meruba ma'ir. This is a pasuk that said in Echa. This is the key to going out of galus. Toiv Hashem lekavoy. Even though we're in galus, there's so many tzaris, there's so many shverim atzavim, but keep your hopes up high and always have hope in Hashem. And daven Hashem, and bez Hashem, you'll be zeicha to toiv ba'olam hazeh and toiv ba'olam haba. See, afterwards, the Gemara says, brings the Indian of Bavoid Rishayim Rina, Bavoid Acha Ben Imri Rina. As the Gemara is, Michadi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mapalosin Shal Rishayim. Masha is Masber, because Hashem really wants a Russia to be Chayza B'Tshuva. Hashem wants good for everyone. But Hashem is not Sameach in the Ibud of a Russia. It would be better if you did do Tshuva. And then it brings down, Big Shal Malchi Asher Yislai Melefan of Shira, B'Shar Shem Alachim Ayutav Abayam. Amalem. Maisi Yodi Tova Biyam Vatem Oimrim Shira. The famous question is, Kodim Kol, you have to know what Shira we're talking about. As Mashal brings down two pshatim, you could learn Shira means as Yashir, or you could learn Shira means Halal. Let's start off that Shira is as Yashir, if you that pshat is the grace of Shaila. Hare Klag Yisol said Shira. How could Klal Yisrael say Shira? Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisi Yodu Toiv B'Yam V'Atem Oimrim Shira. Farshim Yester Kasha. I mean, you could say Gishmag Avot, that there's a chilik in why you're saying Shira. There's one nekuda where you're not personally involved. You aren't safe. As the Shira is not a Shira of Hakaras HaToiv. It's a Shira of Shvacha the Boyri that he did something special. So on that, the Gemara says that when are you Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on something that Hashem is happy that Hashem did, but something that Kilo Hashem would rather have not done, as then it's not right to be Mishabeach Hashem for doing it. Oyam Rim Shira. Aba Klal Yisrael, when they said Shira, why were they saying Shira? They were saying Shira because Hashem saved them. Al Sakaris HaToif. As Ibaze, if you're saying it al Sakaris HaToiv, as then, even if Maisi Yod of Tova B'Yam, if it doesn't patter for your Chiyuv of Akaris HaToiv, Yedua the Halal of Pesach, the Ran in Avi Pesachim says, you say it midin Shira, it's doing it that way in the Mishnah, it means then going in that way. Shailas, how can we say Shira on the makas to the mitzvah and on makas pchoiris and on the bad things that happened, Meiser, they were mamish getting killed. It's Hakara Satoiv. It's something that happened many, many years ago. Abadus says, Chayiv Adam Liris, it's Asmoi Kiilu, who Yatza Mimitzrayim? But that Hakara Satoiv wasn't Hakara Satoiv from years ago. It's Hakara Satoiv Tomit. So that's one pshat. The Shira over here means Shira Sayam Az Yashir. Rasha says another pshat that the Shira means Halal. He brings in the Gemara and Erechin that Halal is called Shira. My Rosh Hashanah also that Halal is called Shira. As bring the Rasha that L'choira, this is a tam. Why you shouldn't say Halal on the Yom HaMachreinim Shal Pesach. Bemis, the Beis Yosef and Arachayim, Simon Tov Sadik, rings down, you not say Halal on Yom HaMachreinim Shal Pesach, because my Siyod of Tom and Biyam, Batemoimrim Halal, like this Gemara, Batemoimrim Shira. I'm afraid the Mashah, we find, the Gemara says a different time. The Gemara in Sukkah says the reason why you don't say Halal on the last days of Pesach is Bishleim on Sukkah. You say Halal on every day of Sukkah because it was Chaluk and Korban Aseyam. They brought different Korbanis. Aber by Pesach, every day they brought the same Korban as there's no Chiyuv of Halal. That's Frag the Mashah. Why does the Gemara have to give a different time? Why didn't the Mashah say the time? Why did we have this time of the Gemara? Maisa Yodav Tavu B'yam Batim Oimrim Halal. A famous word from Rabarin and Mishas Rabarin. Rabarin wanted to answer that Be'emis on Yontif there's two Machayivim of Halal. There's one Machayiv of Halal that's in Yontif. Yontif is a Yom that you say Halal. Boy, the Nisim Shanasa by Yontif, that's Machayiv Halal. The Mashal, the Gemara asks that you should say Halal on Yom Tovim where there's no Nisim too. And you have in the Gemara, you say Halal on Nisim even when there's no Yom Tov. I would say, Zakir Barin, this is the two Mechayvim of Halal on Shvi Yishol Pesach. Number one, Shvi Yishol Pesach is a Yom Tov, like Kol Yom Tov. There's a din to say Halal. And that the Gemara says mitzad yontif, being that it's ein chiluk in korban aseyam, as that's a simin that it's not a naya yontif. And sukkis every day is a naya yontif because it's a naya korban. The vizes it's a naya yontif. Mash ein gain by Pesach, it's all the same korban as it's not a naya yontif. The Beis Yosef when he brings down this mahalach al pi the Gemara. That the reason why you don't say Halal is because Maisi Yodav Tavir B'yam, the Beis Yosef was dining mitzad the other Machayev of Halal, mitzad Nes. As on the Machayev mitzad Nes, that you say Maisi Yodav Tavir B'yam, Matim Oimrim Halal. When the Gemara goes in, I got it to Gemara of Achav. The Gemara brings that Avad Godol Mashenema Bavadia Yosemi Mashenema Bavrom. So over here it says Yorei Hashem Ma'oid. Bavrom, even by the kid that doesn't say Ma'oid. As the Mashah. The Maral are very bothered what the Fadi was a bigger tzaddik than Avram, a bigger Yari Hashem. They both say that if you medayik the Gemara says Godol Shenema Ba'Avadya. It doesn't say Godol Avadya. It says the Pasik was more marich in the Shvach of Avadya than it was by Avram. Rather, you could answer the Shaila also that if you take the Avoid the Klolius of Adam, of Avram, Avadi was in a much bigger darga. Over here it's going on one Nisayan that Avadia had, and that Nisayan, in a Gvisa darga, he reached a higher Majayah, because Avram didn't have that Nisayan. Avadi, if you take on that void, the Klolis of Avram, Rav Avram was on a higher madriga. The Gemara says that afterwards, Chazan Avadya, Koy Amar Hashem Elokim LeEdom. And Avadya was misnabe on the Churban of Edom. As Mishna Avadya LeEdom, why was he Zoicha to be misnabe on the Nefilah of Edom? Zog the Gemara, Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoyve. Avadya Hador ben Shnei Rishayim. He was a minister in Ahav's palace. There was Ahav, there was Zevel, V'loy Laman Mimaseyim. V'inabel Esav HaRosha, Shador ben Stei Sadikim, V'loy Laman Mimaseyim. Here in this Gemara is a remez in the Avoida to take us out of the Golus of Esav. Avadi was the one who was misnabe on the Nefila Vesov. What gave him the koyach to be misnabe? Even though he was niskadal ben shnei rishayim, afiluach he was loy laman mimaseyim, and he held shtark. As this is a limud avoyde shalanu in galus, even though we're amongst goyim and we're amongst many rishayim, avoyde is loy laman mimaseyim, and then we're mishtayich to those nevuas of the Kilyan of Esav. She's Kaim Imhera, the Gula, that we should be Zaycha to. Another Pshat, Mishum Mirmeya, Avadya Gera Doimi Haya, Vainu Da Ame Inshi, Mineu Bey, Avoy Nizo Ben Narga. It brings by David also. The Shadlas, what's this business of Mineu Bey? That the Oynish Gufa came. As you could be masked with the Gemara with a big Yisoid. One time heard a Yisoid, Ramesha said it on something else. He said, Ramesha Shapiro said on something else. He said, David is Melech Mashiach. He came from Rus Amoyavia. What's the Kayach of David to come from Rus? He says, Moyav is Bigamachia Memtes, Keneged the Memtes Shari Tuma. David and Rus, when she was in Skyer, and David, who was Nimshach Bedarko, as they were Koyfe the whole Memtes Shari Tuma, and they turned it into Kedusha. As that's the reason why David is Melech Mashiach, it's Yatsami David, Gam David Tiyasham. Because that's the koyach of Mashiach, the koyach that we shelit on the goyim. But how do we zeicha that we should be shelit on the goyim when we have the koyach of the goyim and we gufa memayit that koyach of the goyim that we have, as then we could be able to be shelit on lamb and the Mashiach should be his kale. As who's the one who is nisnaba on the downfall of Edoim? Avadya, who was a Gera Doimi, I knew someone who had the Tumah of Edom, and he was Mahapichet L'Kedusha. He had the Koyach to be Misnabe L'Ra. David, who came from Moav, and he was Misapichet L'Toiv. That Koyach he had inside of him of Moav, he was Misapich L'Toiv, as he was the one that was Ma'anish. Moishas added that It's not only David that has this koyach. Any person that he's meroimim from his memtesh aritoma, and he's mischazik himself, and he's misroimim mi'al from his yitzarim that are doimet to b'nais mayav, and the avodazara of mayav, as he's mishtayich to Mashiach sivkenu sheyavoy b'mehera v'yameinu, and he's maybe the gula, and he brings us closer. And the sign of Nais Mayav was in the sign before Dorah the Mashiach. That was Klapi, that Indian, Ramayisha said it, but we'll apply it here also. That today that the Nevu of Avadya should be Niskayim, we have to be Oiker, the Edom Shebedeichenu. The Edom Shebedeichenu is Kiyadu al Charbechotichya, the Koyach of Shvichas Tam, of killing other people. Yadur and Moshe brought from the Svarim HaKadoshim that killing people is not only literally with the sword. A mold of pet could also be nimshal to a sword. That's also the kayach of Edom, wiping the floor, embarrassing people, saying bad things to people. As that's the reason why the churban of Bayis Sheni was mishum lashon hara. This is Yisoid of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover, and he says that from the gullus we're in, we could see the chet that we do. The mashal gullus Yishmal is when we're choyte with znus, because Yishmal is the mid of znus. Esav is alchar b'chotichya. As when we're choyte in alchar b'chotichya, as then Esav is the koyach to be shaylen on us. And Zach Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover, the oimik shabai is we're gufa shaylen Esav. Because when we do the chet of Alchar B'chotichya, as that gufa gives koyach to the samach aleph of Alchar B'chotichya to be shaylet, because we went after them as they come and they be shaylet. As a mele, the tikkun we have to do is to be mesakin that b'chin of Alchar B'chotichya and do tshuva for those maisim of Lashon Hara, those amiras of Lashon Hara. And then we'll destroy the koyach of that klipa keli of alchar b'chotichya, we're able to be miskaber and bring the gula. As thus is under avoiding gulas, to be machala the gulas that we're in now, which is the gulas of Edom, v'yishmal b'yachad, ki yidua from the kadmoinim. When we shame ourselves from the znus of yishmal, the b'nei smayav, and when we're shamer ourselves from the Lashon Hara, the Sinas Chinam, the hurting people, Achius is from putting people down. I know, Amochashiv, when I put people down, we put down another section of Klal Yisrael, the Litvishes make fun of the Chassidim. We're more Chashiv, the Chassidim make fun of the Litvishes. We're more Chashiv. It's Alchar B'chotichya, we're killing someone to bring ourselves up. You put people down, someone hurts you, it's Shtochim, to get him back. As if we could be mechazik ourselves in these inyanim, as we'll be zeicha, that just like Avadya, when he became a ger, and he turned around the koiches of Edom, as he was nesnava on the kilyon of Edom, as when we do that and we turn around the koiches of Edom, as we'll be zeicha b'mehera, that it should be nichla, the gullus that we're in now, be zeicha to the gula, b'mehera v'yamin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.